Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio in the building. It's your boy 6-4. Waiting for, you know, things to pop off. Ain't nothing changed. We still here. All right? Doing my own thing right now. Waiting for the brothers to call in. Maybe they'll call in. Maybe they won't. But, you know, I'm here. And hopefully everything is everything. Call the show 904.
Mic check. I think it's smooth to any groove. Relax the tongue. Let my mic take a cruise around the planet. Packing men like Janet Jackson. She's asking if I can slam it.
Yo, Rat Man, man. What the fuck, man? Get the fuck off that punk smooth shit, man. Get with that rough shit, man. You know how we do.
Mic check. I walk around the street with the black tech now by the waistline, picking out hype shit. I never claim to be the best type of rapper, but have to show the motherfuckers what I'm after. I'm after the gold, then after that the platinum. Beef after that, hurricane, keep back the gas, son. Chigga bang bang, yo bust the slang with my name. It's the red man on the funk thing. Psych your motherfucking right, tonight. To do what I wanna do, to do it like dynamite. To win perfected, when the funk been ejected. Roughing up the rough draft to like make your head split. Huh. Past the 40 in the blunt and don't front on the blunt. Cause when you do front, brother, you get the start. I'm not an addict, more like Puff the Magic. The pass it when I'm through cause my crew
got the habit.
I don't claim to be a big rap star cause no matter who you are, you still catch a bullet star. So listen up and take heed to what I'm saying. Cause tonight's the night and me and my niggas ain't playing.
In Hollywood.
You wanna see me get cool, clean, save it for the breeze, cause the lyrics and tracks make me funky like cottage cheese. Fuck the smooth shit, I get down with the boom, bip like you tip, I kick more sounds than blue shoes. But tonight, what I write tonight, is type for funk with the flavor like Mike tonight.
Yeah, that shit was sounding like shit. But it's all good, though. Still here. About to walk away from the switchboard for about 10, 15 minutes. And everything is going to be on. So, you know, like I said, it's your boy 6-4. GQ's about to be in the building. Well, GQ's in the building. I guess AOE's going to be in the building sometime soon. And, you know. And, you know, that's how we keep it, man. Man, listen, bro, cut the bullshit. You know, we here. We got, you know, things turned up. Got baby Kyla here, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving a shout out to all of those people who don't know. You know what I mean? She pooed it on y'all earlier. Y'all didn't even know it. You know what I'm saying? Because the poo was sweet. You know what I mean? She got that sweet poo. For y'all that don't know.
A sweet poony name.
Sweet poo-poo.
Poo-poo.
You know, niggas like fucking faggots.
Poo-poo.
I don't know what more needs to be said, but...
These cops think they slick. All right, no doubt. I see exactly what's going down.
What's that?
This nigga turns off, and he's probably turning around to get in his little speed trap position, and he thinks I'm going to still be going 45. Matter of fact, I'm going to piss him off even more. Hold on.
Uh-huh. How you doing there, officer?
Nah, he wasn't at speed. I'm about to put that cruise control on. Yeah, you know my shit's on cruise controls. I'm doing exactly 25.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nigga. Let's start the show.
Well, you know, the show that started, the switchboard, you know, which keeps reloading, and it ain't nothing, but, you know, we have another number, 818914. I don't know who that is, but I'm gonna let you know right now. Let me click on it.
Mm-hmm.
Give them some, you know, some room to breathe real quick. I don't know who they are. I don't know who they are, but
they better come correct.
But call the no, they're not on there yet. Hold on, let me see what I could do here. Not yet. Caller, you on the air?
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, G? Who are you?
This is DB.
Who's that?
This is DB.
DB, okay. Are those, is that in initials for something or dirtbag? What is that?
Those are my initials.
Okay.
DB, no doubt. DB, where are you calling from?
Los Angeles, California, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's daylight over there. I'm loving it. Fucking dark as hell over here.
Are you actually getting pulled over right now? Are you dealing with a cop?
Oh, no. No, I thought I was about to get pulled over. Because you know how, you know, cops, they see you over here and they're like, oh, this fucking asshole is there. I know he's speeding. Let me pull into my little snitch patrol spot, you know, where I normally eat my donuts at, and let me hurry up. I know I can get a ticket. But unfortunately, by the time he got his position, I already set my cruise control to 25. So.
So he didn't actually pull you over then?
Nah, he didn't pull me over. He was pissed off about it.
I had a cop the other day just turn around and just follow me for about 15 minutes and finally just turned to the right and left. That was it.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Were you previously speeding or are you black? I mean, what's the reason for following? There's got to be a reason for following.
What's that?
Were you previously speeding or are you black? What was the reason? I'm trying to figure out the reason for him following you.
No, I'm white, but I just happen to have a black girl in my trunk.
Okay. That'll do it for you. That'll do it.
Wait, what did you say?
He said,
I'm white, but I happen to have a black girl tied up in my trunk.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that'll definitely do it. Bobby, how did he see it? He might have saw the weavage hanging out the back of the trunk.
Yeah, that
the weave was definitely
hanging
out in the back, and
yeah, man.
Wow,
probably
okay.
Hanging out in the back. Her badonkadonk man was hanging out in the back.
Damn! Where the fuck you find that bitch at?
Dude, this is L.A. You can find them all over.
Oh, man. I'm about to say, well, was a cop black? You know, there are racist black motherfuckers out there.
You know, he was actually a white cop, but I think he just happened to like the black booty, so he was following
me. Yeah. So he was probably following for that one and shit.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. How long have you been doing the show?
About 10 years.
No, have you really?
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. Nah, this is actually, like a year and some change.
Well, you know what? Actually, you've been a BTR member since 2007, since late 2007. So, hey, we're coming up on 2 years right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, because we had another show. We had technical difficulties.
Exactly.
You guys weren't broadcasting on Blog Talk before.
Yeah. On another show. Yeah.
You guys had another show on some other station?
Yes, sir.
How do you guys actually broadcast? I mean, do you guys have microphones in-house, or do you guys do the show together in the same room, or are you guys remotely?
Remote, we do it remotely, you know, you can, the host can do it, you know, from wherever. Basically, you call in and, you know, just like you calling in and, you know, we can do the show like that.
Now, I mean, you guys have a chat or do you guys chat with your fans? I mean, how many people typically listen in on the show on a daily basis?
Oh, well, it varies, you know, depending on the topic. And, you know, we have a dedicated listenership. And
do you guys do a lot of promoting? How do you guys promote?
Well, we promote, you know, different ways, MySpace and
word of mouth,
especially different things like that, and that keeps the listenership pretty high.
Well, I just started a show about a week ago, and so far, I mean, we've gotten about probably 1,000 listeners.
Yeah.
And you know, it's going okay. We had some technical difficulty as well. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Little bit, because I actually got a switchboard, and the name of the show is Two Losers and a Hottie.
that's a catchy name.
If you guys haven't checked us out, definitely check us out, because we could use all the support right now. And it's been a good show, and I just actually did a show this morning by myself just to see if I can fill 45 minutes. I think the topics today was the difference. Well, the first topic was we talked about a couple that actually took a trip from London to, I think, Ireland. And this was in the news just the other day. And during the trip, both of them got really drunk. She passes out, and then to the right of the boyfriend, there's another girl. So what does the boyfriend do? He starts making out with that chick right there in front of his passed out girlfriend. So she actually gets woken up by the stewardess, because of course the chick's going to support her female friend. So then she wakes up, and they start this huge commotion, and they end up getting arrested. At the end of the day, what I was talking about was what actually turns people off that it's a deal breaker. Is it something like, you know, have you ever left a girl over bad breath, or maybe she has a yeast infection? You guys ever had a girl infection before? I've left a girl over the fact that she didn't like sushi. Which are pretty similar, actually.
What's your name? DB, right? DB, your name is?
DB.
Okay, DB. I have a funny story myself, but I'm going to give you a bridge version. I actually broke up with a girl because she had a single hair on her nipple.
I had the same experience. I had a girl that actually had one or two hairs on her nipple, and that totally turned me off. I hear you. I absolutely hear you on that one.
You know, she was a hottie, like as you say, because I know you white guys like saying hotties or
babe.
She's hot.
We try to really act cool and say for shizzle my nizzle. I mean, that just never works for a white dude.
I understand. That don't work for me either.
I actually try to use badonkadonk, but all I get is this. No, you're a lame ass dude. I mean.
Oh yeah. This thing with that bitch got a fucking fat ass, like, yeah, she got a lot of ass, shit.
You know, Dunk-a-Dunk is kind of 2007, 2006, so, you know, fat ass is usually the term that we use.
I'm hoping that President Obama really, really allows us white folks in the Midwest, gives us the go-ahead to talk black. He actually says, okay, as of right now, you guys can use badonkadonk. And I mean, it's when you know a black word has gone south is when white people start using it. Like my girlfriend starts using fishizzle. And I once a white girl starts using for shizzle, and she never grew up in the projects, I'm sorry, that word is dead, and it's time for you black folks to find another word that's more that we're going to steal from you. But for shizzle,
y'all do be stealing some shit. Don't get it fucked up.
We steal anything we can get to sound cool.
Well, you know what? You actually don't need permission to talk back, and just another note on that subject. Like, I don't know what tough and black is. I don't know if you're referring to Ebonics or just sounding cool. I don't know. I'm just curious as to what you...
You know, I want... You know what I really want is my GPS to start talking Ebonics. I want my GPS to be like, yo, bitch, make a fucking U-turn right now. Motherfucker.
I mean, I don't...
I never sounded like that.
I never... You know what's funny? I don't talk like that. Like, that's too many.
Come on, her. Maybe that's how they talk over there, but any black motherfucker that talks to me like that, I'm slapping the shit out. Like, I'm going to piss on my hand and literally slap him in his face with my own piss.
Yep.
I'm going to piss slap the shit out of him. Oh, man, that shit's crazy. No, but I mean, you know what? You know what? It would be better. I think it would better fit you if you had, like, a surfer type of GPS. You do make a bodacious
dude.
Right, man.
Dude, where's my car, dude?
Dude! Yeah.
Hey, man.
That shit was dirty, dude!
No, I think what I think what it should do is actually say, dude, I'm too fucking stoned to give you directions right now.
That, but you know, it, you could say that if you're black too. Like, dude, I'm too fucking high to even fuck with you right now. Fuck out.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so then are you saying, so 6-4, are you saying that there's not such a thing as talking white or black?
No, no,
what
I'm saying is, everyone gets high, everyone in every ethnicity gets high.
Uh-huh.
So you can say it all kinds of different ways, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing that's comparable to the N-word for a white dude. I mean, if you call the white dude a honky, I would look at you and go, yeah, so I have no problem with that. Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Use the N-word once and get ready to be lynched.
Well, you know
what? No, that's not how I feel. Like, this one guy called up the show the other day.
Lynching is not really our pastime, you know what I mean? So if you use the word N, we're not going to lynch you. We might shoot you or something like that.
Even better.
Yeah, but we definitely won't lynch you. That's, you know.
You guys have evolved.
Yeah, it's too involved, too messy, too time-consuming. So we just pull out the gun that all of
a waste your time. You're just like, all right, I'm putting you out of your misery. Later, brother.
Yeah,
this sounds, this, you know, I'm sorry, but maybe it's just my ears. This sounds like the conversation is too clean. This is Angry Bastard Radio, so it's cool to say nigger on here. Nigger. I won't be offended, dog.
See, but if I say the word nigger or nigga, I could probably get away with nigga, but never nigger.
Nigger sounds real strong. But if you got to think, anything with an ER sounds strong. That's why we always use an A.
The other word that is not even comparable to anything else out there is the word cunt.
I call this chick. Oh, that was just playing. And I never saw her face get so red. I called her cunt just to see how she would react. And it was a white girl. I'm like, yo, calm down. Stop being such a fucking cunt. And all the girls was like, I punched the girl in the face or something. I'm like, what the fuck?
That word, there's nothing compared. Like, again, if you use the C word, if you use cunt to a woman, I swear to God, a fucking knife comes out of their fucking eyes, and they head straight for your balls, and they're going to cut those things off as quick as possible.
I want to call somebody on three-way just to call them a cunt. Just to see how they would react.
I don't know what it is, if it's the unt or the ka, but I just know that cunt is the worst word.
It might be the combination because, you know, blunt is not too bad. People like blunt.
Yeah, but blunt is okay, but cunt is not.
Yeah, so it's not the UNT. It's not the UNT. I think it might be the combination.
If you give the cunt a blunt, I think she'll be okay.
Yeah, she might.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if a chick calls me a dick, I'm not going to get mad.
I mean, she
bitch has a cunt. I mean, the fuck?
There's
you got
absolutely nothing compared in the English language that is compared to cunt or nigger.
No.
Either one of those words are going
no.
to offend somebody.
Hey, I got a question for you, Doug, and I was just thinking about this shit. Can you name one cereal brand that has a black man on it?
Oh man.
You know what? Cocoa Puffs is the closest thing.
Wow.
This shit is fucked up.
But you know, I bet you if you go to like a 99-cent store, you guys have 99-cent stores right where you're at, right?
Yep.
I bet you can find a black cereal in a 99-cent store. It's called Cheap Motherfucker.
Cheapos.
Cheap Motherfucker O's.
Cheap
comes with razor blades and a syringe.
Gun cereal.
That's the gift you get. You know how like the you know all these like brand name you know cereals
right.
come with you know
right,
great
right,
little
right.
toys.
Mm-hmm.
Those things they come with syringes and razor blades just to get your kids started early.
One more thing.
Can you name one black cartoon character?
Uh huh. Bluto's black.
Who?
Bluto, yeah.
He's either black or Puerto Rican.
What the fuck is Bluto?
Bluto from Popeye.
He's kind of dark skin. He's a little darker skin than normal. I think he just was out in the sun a little too much.
You think so? All right. Can you name one black superhero?
Yeah, black man.
Okay. Yeah,
your money.
Yeah, officially, you're officially an asshole. You fit right in.
You're officially.
Black man black fits man. Right into that scene. I mean, I'll tell you, I can write a comic with black man already in my head. I've already got a premise. You know, faster than a speeding bullet. He can rob you before your eyes open. I mean, breaks out of many different jails.
Yo, this guy's a fucking racist.
he's a racist pussy, but you know. We're good. We love
more fried chicken than we all can.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's getting kind of tired, but you know, you know the name of the show says it all. Angry Bastard Radio. We're angry bastards, and we show that. Okay, we show that.
No, they actually have a Jeffrey Dahmer cartoon. It's just a bunch of white people getting hungry, eating brothers and shit.
I love the dark meat.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Don't you do? That's funny. So does your mother.
Actually,
you didn't like that one.
No, I didn't like it.
That was almost as bad.
That motherfucker is mad.
Yeah, he's tight.
He's tight. Whoa. Don't bring the mother in, dude.
You know,
bro, don't bring the mother in, bro.
Who's going to clean all of this chicken grease up for the stove? I don't know what's going on here. This is disgusting, frying all of that chicken over here. I fried 6 pieces of chicken last night, and, you know, it's all up.
Oh, great, man. You got to rub it in, man. You know this mother's racist ass is going to say something about the chicken.
I don't give a shit. I'm trying to give him some material there. It seemed like he was
not even need to say anything. I think that was just kind of enough said, right?
I guess so.
You put yourself
right?
in that situation.
Yeah.
That was just too easy. Sorry.
No. You haven't seen easy till you met your mom.
Oh, shit. His mom was like a runaway slave. Hey, yo, how many mayonnaise sandwiches you had today, bro?
It's actually 4.
What fuck you gave me that? Oh, shit. So, yo, what days are you on? Like, what time?
Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm actually just doing, we're doing a Friday night show at 8 p.m. And I'm doing a daily show Monday through Friday. I'm trying to right now. I'm doing just a 45-minute show in the morning at 10:30 our time, Pacific Standard Time. The show is two losers and a hottie, as you know.
Yeah, I'm a double.
So which one are you? Are you the one of the losers or you the hottie?
Well, you have to tune in to find that out.
You better not be no fucking Transformer, dog.
Yeah, he might. He might be a transformer. He sounds like he could be a transgender.
I'll tell you, you know what? I could definitely use some shit talking on the show. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, shit talking is the main event on this motherfucking show.
Yeah,
I love it, man. Bring it, man. I love it.
This guy said there were 4 fucking fillets in here. There's only fucking 3. I'm pissed off, man.
What happened? Yo, you got a MySpace up?
What's that?
You have a MySpace page?
Yeah, but who uses MySpace anymore?
I do.
That's where I met your mom.
but to tell you the truth, out in Cali, I heard they don't have MySpace. They got some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Moco. It's
MySpace, but I think most of us have evolved to Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. See, I don't like Facebook. It's all plain and shit. I like the fact that you can actually use it up and all sorts of dumb shit on the fucking page.
That's the thing about MySpace. Sometimes it takes about 45 minutes to load a page.
Well, I mean, I don't know about John Kelly. Y'all probably still got that dial-up system. Me, my cable modem is perfect.
We created T1 lines here, man. I'm telling you. I mean, this all technology comes from Silicon Valley in California. I'm telling you, this is the prime location for technology.
Well, then why y'all technology so slow?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I'm telling you. But MySpace is just one of those sites that you go onto a page and people put 15 different videos on it. It's going to buffer like crazy.
Oh, okay, I see what you're talking about. I thought you meant like actually loading in and all that shit. You mean going on somebody's page.
Yeah,
I see.
People love to put videos and
of stupid shit.
Links to shit on it, and they've got the background. It takes forever to load. So, I mean, I've recently took on Facebook. I wasn't happy with it. I felt the same way you did about how it was very plain. You don't get that personality behind it. But honestly, once you go onto Facebook, you actually can go from page to page in a couple seconds rather than on a MySpace, where sometimes you go onto girls' pages, and I'm telling you, it's mostly girls. And the girls have the Playboy background, and they're like 15 years old. I'm not saying I go on 15-year-old websites, but...
Nah, motherfucker.
But,
lying. Stop lying.
So anyway, I mean, there's all these Playboy shit in the background, and I'm telling you, man, this shit slows my computer to a halt. And I've got one of the fastest computers on the market right now.
Mm-hmm.
I built my computer myself. I put all the components together, and I've got a rat that runs faster than any one of you guys combined.
Sounds like you got it up the back of a fucking moving truck or something like that. Are you sure about that, Bill?
Pretty much.
So
anyway, I mean, I was actually one of my topics today about MySpace and Facebook, and more people today are actually using Facebook than MySpace any day. I mean, I went to Europe in November, and nobody in Europe uses MySpace. Nobody.
What do they use?
Use MySpace.
So what do the people in Europe use?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook?
I mean, I traveled to Amsterdam and Belgium and Paris and Munich and Berlin and Prague. I mean, I went all over. I backpacked all over Europe, and I'm telling you, you know, everybody uses Facebook.
Okay.
So.
Well, sounds like something to think about.
Hell yeah! Might have to make a Facebook Angry Bastard page.
And you know what, though? If you open a Facebook within the next week, they give you a free bucket of chicken.
That's funny. That is funny.
It depends on where it's from, because if it's from somebody's kitchen, I'm good. I'll pass on that.
See, but the funny thing is, I got to get going.
It was a pleasure meeting you guys, and definitely keep in touch. Hit me up on my show. When you get a chance, Friday night, it's going to be at 8 p.m., and I look forward to having you guys on.
All right, man, and make sure you add us as a friend on the Blog Talk Radio thing. Also, before you go, just to let you know, I see your little sister outside, and I'm going to use her face for a skeet machine. So on that note,
not to him.
Take it easy.
Yeah, but one more thing before you leave, because this is most importantly, I want to thank you for calling the show. All right?
Uh-huh.
And also, just tell your mom to put my food in the microwave. I'll be home late tonight, goddammit. You just got yourself fucking banged on, pal. Fuckface.
Fuckface. You got yourself banged on, bitch.
You got yourself banged on.
That's just some banged on, buddy. That shit was funny.
Yeah, it was.
Angry Bastard Radio. It is up 914-338-1782. Take a shout-out, dedications, and requests until 10:30 in the fucking PM. This is your boy GQ. We got 6-4 on the ones and twos. You know what I mean? It's fucking crazy. Y'all heard the argument. Y'all heard the last fucking argument on fucking Angry Bastard Radio. 6-4 is in charge of the motherfucking host. So you already know what he said. If you call up and he's in charge, best believe you better get your angry mask on, because niggas is getting shut down.
I don't have
a power. If I should be like, yo, dog, calm down, this nigga can mute the shit out of me and still throw in. So I'm going in with him on the early tip, just so I don't get muted. So, I'm sorry, there's no angels on here today. Ain't no bodyguards. Ain't no bitch-assness going on. Oh, it's all angriness. So, and then I'll call up, be just like this white boy or better. Be ready to fucking roast. Because 9 times out of 10, if you don't come hard, we're going to come in your mom's face.
Damn, Skippy.
Yeah, I'm missing 24 and shit. fuck you looking at, you black piece of shit? I ain't feeding you, nigga. You ain't my cat, princess.
Oh, man. Listen to this fucking kid.
She's not my cat. I'm not feeding her. Go ahead, scratching her nasty ass fleas all over the carpet.
Nasty bitch.
Come on, you silly fuckface. Yo, what time is it?
It's time for your mom to fucking come home.
Yeah. I love Sprint, man. I love him! I love Sprint! What the fuck? How come we can't come up with, like, a black telephone and shit?
Yeah, I don't know, but hold on now. Oh, yeah, you hear that shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, let me play this test real quick, and then we're gonna finish kicking it, alright?
Is that on the show?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
That's some shit I downloaded. I'm gonna download some more music too.
Oh, you know how to download shit?
Come on, son. I ain't no slouch. You think I'm waiting for you to tell me? Anyway, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. These motherfuckers know how to. That's what I'm talking about. I hate explaining shit.
Yeah, I just did a little researching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the answer that you can get for yourself is always better than the information that someone gives to you, so.
Damn,
you fucking. This shit keeps fucking reloading, man. That shit is annoying.
Oh, shit.
You remember that shit?
I think Star Wars is about to have a fucking movie, man.
Oh, yeah?
It's a movie.
Hold on.
Not Star Wars, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, do your thing. I'm talking and shit.
Oh, that's all right.
1988, senior year at Garvey High.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. With the dipster, cooling with shot. Scoping out the honey.
One more time, hold on. 100% this time. Fucking bullshit. Da 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 da. That's that shit, though. Niggas don't know about that. Hold on, though. This is a little interlude for y'all, man. We'll be right back.
Interlude.
Come on, damn it.
Was slow. Yeah, I messed around with the one called Flow. All the troopers round the way used to call her a hoe. But deep down in my heart, I knew that Flow was good to go, cause I thought it was me, like Belviv DeVoe. But little did I know that she was playing with my mind. The only thing I've learned is good girls are hard to find. I feel like Heavy D, I need somebody for me. Not someone whose mind is blank and trying to juice before my bank. Swinging with my main man, Lucky behind my back. What type of crap is that? Yo, how's about a smack? Word life, I can't front. Thought I was all that. But now it seems I've met my match. I was a stone cold lover. You couldn't tell me that. Settling down with one girl. Wasn't trying to hear that. I had Tanya, Tamika, Sharon, Karen, Tina, Stacy, Julie, Tracy. Used to love them. Leave them. Tease them. Tease them. Find them. Lose them. Also abuse them. My whole attitude was new day, next hunt. And believe it or not, they all got done. But here comes Flo with the crazy whip appeal. And I'm all too man like Alexander O'Neal. Is this really love? Then again, how would I know? After all this time, trying to be a super hoe. She finally played me, but yo, I'd find another. Cause I've got the crazy game and yo, I'm smooth.
Hey, yo,
like butter.
It's like butter. It's like butter, baby. 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 It's like butter. Like the butter, baby. Not no parquet, not no margarine.
butter, baby.
I remember when girls were goody two-shoes, but now they turn to freaks all of a sudden.
We love you, bye.
My name's Mully. Fight this, fight that. Where you going, where you at? These girls don't know me from Jack, yet I feel like the Mac. You didn't want me then, so yo, hun, don't want me now. Here, here, take the towel. Wipe off your brow and take the contact out your eye. You're far from looking fly. You're getting E for effort and D for nice try. And tell me what's the reason for dying your hair. Slum village gold still dangling in your ear. You're barely half an ounce, still squirting a rope. Four finger ring just so Piper can scope. You looked in the mirror, didn't know what to do. Yesterday your eyes were brown, but today they are blue. Your whole appearance is a lie, and it can never be true. And if you really like yourself, then you would try and be you. If your hair and eyes were brown, I wouldn't have dissed you. But since it was boys, I had to dismiss you. But if you can't achieve it, then why not try and weave it? If you can't extend it, then you might as well suspend it. If you can't braid it, that thing to do is fade it. I asked you, did you hear? You tell me, Diane, made it few were you and just you. Talk to you, maybe, but I can't stand. No bionic lady trying hard to look fly. But yo, you're looking dumber. If I wanted someone like hell, would have swum with Jamie Summers. You want to be treated right? See Father MC. Or check Ralph Tresman for sensitivity. Cause I am not the one. I got more game than Parker Brothers. Fight joggers on the mic and I'm smooth like fuck.
Yeah. We still in the building, man. Still in the building. And you asked the radio, that was a little bit of that chop cook. A little bit of that old school chop cook for that ass, you know what I'm saying? We back, and, you know, ain't nothing changed, man. We on the switchboards. Call us up, 914-338-1782. Early. Don't forget, man. The angriest bastards in the building. Hopefully this nigga's in the dive right now. This nigga's in the dive. Acting real quiet, you know what I mean? I had to mute him because he had some bullshit playing in the background, but you know, he back on track. You know what I'm saying?
Thank God!
They all died. So, you know, that shit was kind of smooth, but that was that shit, nigga. You remember when that shit came out, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
He's a living queen. You know what I mean? Fucking,
yeah, man, that was a shit.
Putting some of the corn on that fish right now. You know what I mean? We're going to fry that up real quick. Two pieces of fish. We got it all seasoned. You know? So we're going to work with that, man. We got the seasoned fish. We got the broccoli in the pot. And we'll keep it simple, y'all. We got the mac and cheese from last night that came out whack.
Because
I used the fucking the white cheddar because they didn't have no other cheddar left. So came out a little window. But it is what it is. And I'm still going to eat it. God damn it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, what's up, G?
Like shit, man.
Yeah, homie was, he was kind of like trying to hit kind of below the belt. You know what I'm saying? Like the weave hanging out the back of the trunk and all that.
The funny thing about it is, it's like we try to tell these motherfuckers, if you going to call up here with jokes, I mean, that shit don't really make no sense because niggas ain't going to get angry.
Nope. I don't think that was his intentions. I think a lot of the time these motherfuckers just say it just to see if they can get away with it or see how we're going to react to it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's not really a matter of getting us mad. It's just a matter of saying it on the open air and just, of course, just perpetuating the bullshit stereotype. Like, you know, like, we know that black women have weaves, not all of them. But, I mean, since you're only going to come on the show and we're going to allow, well, you're gonna come on the show and you're going to try to show, like, certain side of black women or whatever the case is, and we're going to allow you to do that, which is actually what it is. We allow you to do that. Then, you know, it's all right, man, as long as we balance the shit out. Like, we know, like, all black women don't have weaves, but you don't have to say that, you know what I'm saying? But it's crazy. Like, It's funny because it's kind of underhanded and sneaky at the same time. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you really saying, dog?
He like pretty much what I'm trying to say is that, you know, he came over here trying to, you know, stir up the black show. But it's like just like when we was on technical difficulty, if you call up, niggas is ready. And I'm not saying niggas as in black, but I'm saying ignorant motherfuckers is ready to go in. Like, we got mad fuel in us. Even though I may be soft sometimes, I'm still ready to go in anytime. So, with that being said and done, if you call up and your plans are to, oh, I'm going to scare them up, all you're going to get is laughed at, cracked on, shitted on, laughed at some more, and banged on. So, it's like, all you're going to do is bump our ratings up.
Mm-hmm.
So if that being said, it does. If you want to help bump our ratings up, you want to be a fucking clown that gets shatted on.
Shattered.
And I won't even flush the toilet. That would be the type of shite that I shit in the toilet and let sit in the toilet for 3 days. So when I open my bathroom door, I smell like, oh, damn, I forgot to flush the motherfucking toilet. That's how bad you get shitted on. So, I mean, it is what it is. This shit is funny to me.
It is funny. It's actually hilarious, and, you know, I would think at some point people would realize the truth, but they never do. They never do, and it's okay, because we'll oblige you. You want to come on the show and show your ass, we'll kick you in it.
Word.
You know? We'll kick you in it. But, you know, I know at first, like, I have a tendency to maybe get mad or, like, you know, try to shit on people, but I gotta give them a chance sometimes too, because it's not really in the show's best interest for me to just be angry at everybody, you know, and all that. Like, I could have easily said to him, yo, what's wrong with you? What you mean? Black women got weird? But there was no need for me to take it there right then. I'd let him say what he had to say, and, you know, it is what it is. Hour and 6 minutes remaining, people. You know, it's still Angry Bastard Radio. We're still in the building. We're still slapping your mom's butt early and not late. And still frying chicken in the pan. Still got the, gonna cook the fish with the chicken grease. Never the chicken with the fish grease, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, we here.
Chicken, fish.
Fish, chicken.
Fish, chicken.
Chicken.
Chicken. Chiskin.
Nah.
Nah, no chiskin.
I mean, what is that?
What about chish? Chist.
Chish. I'll let you answer that.
Fitch. Chicken.
What sounds better? Chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, you eating
some chicken, man. Chicken? No, chicken.
You upload music from whatever's on the hard drive. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Got, like, he has mad music in iTunes, so I could just download whatever.
And, yo, like, that shit is a lot easier. Like, yours is, like, 2 seconds. Over here is, like, fucking a minute. I got to get a new Sprint phone and shit. I call these niggas up. They said, oh, yeah, you can't go to the Sprint store and get it. You got to go through an insurance. You got to call an insurance number.
I'm like,
man, that's not how I traded my phone in before.
It's not. They're full of shit, though. They like to tell you all kinds of stuff.
Oh, so should I just still go to the Sprint store?
Well, did you fix your phone?
Hell no. It's just it's still a black screen.
Oh, so you're basically just dialing and hoping that you're dialing whoever you called.
Exactly.
Oh, and you had no idea who was calling you?
No idea.
Oh, that's great. Well, I guess if you had the ringers assigned already, then you would know.
Oh, no, I have a majority of them signed. The rest of them, no.
You know who's calling you based on the ringer. Right?
Yes, sir. He said he was what?
I said everyone has their own ringer, so you know who's calling based on the ringer, right?
Yeah.
All right, so, but they said that you got to go through Sprint to get. They said you have to call Sprint or something. What did you say?
I gotta take it to the Sprint store and get my shit so they can fucking give me a phone on the spot. I'm not doing that mail shit.
Yeah, no, forget that. For what? Then you're going to pay, it costs $50 now, not even $50. $50 for certain phones, so my phone, it costs $100 now to get a replacement phone.
Yeah, they told me $50 for
that. Yeah, yours is $50. Mine used to be $50, now it's $100. You know? They'll get you any way they can. But it doesn't matter. I'll still get two phones a year, and it'll only cost me $200. I get two brand new phones. And
oh yeah, exactly. Because it's $100 because it's $50 per phone.
No, it's $100 per phone for me.
Oh, fuck that.
For you, well, no, for you, I don't know how much it would be. It's $50.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know how that is, but mine is. I looked on it when it said $100. That's the new prices and shit.
That sucks.
Sprint can blow me.
Well, I'm going to do it through Sprint. And what, if they tell me some shit like that, my little man, I ain't never sent that shit in the mail. So, it's $50.
Basically, as long as it doesn't have water damage, you should be good to go. As long as it doesn't have water damage, all you have to do is get there and they'll replace it. If it has water damage, then they're going to tell you you got to go through insurance. That's when they get you. But just make sure it has no water. Don't drop it in the water. Break it and all of that. But just don't drop it in the water.
Nah, yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
59 minutes left.
Yeah, I'm watching 24 and it's like, it's funny. White people are funny. Like, this guy asked a chick, you want a drink? She's like, yeah. So he has a fucking big-ass glass with ice in it, and he has a little shot bottle and pours it all in the glass. Like, you put all that fucking ice in there, nigga, like, ain't even enough.
Well, it must not take a lot to get that bitch drunk. You know?
Mm-hmm. You touch this nigga, SD?
About the show? Nah.
Hit that nigga up. Huh?
Text him. Oh, yeah, you can't text him.
No.
Oh, boy.
Nigga said he had a story to tell about, he said he had the worst day of his life.
When, today?
Yeah.
Alright. As soon as I'm done watching these dishes. What am I doing? Get over here, Ms. Holman. Watch these damn dishes.
Oh, yeah?
Get out the way. Matter of fact, nah. Keep licking them boots.
Boots? With zippers on them? Those leather boots with zippers on them?
The boots. Oh, yeah, you hit a for the grease. That means we're ready. Ready to activate. Okay, one fish. Oh, yeah. We have saturation. Yeah. Haven't blown it in 1 month and counting, ladies and gentlemen. 1 month and counting, and 6'4 hasn't lit up.
Yeah.
Okay, this blue keeps being. It makes me want to punch it in the face.
Yeah. This guy's on 24. He told the chick, you know, that's giving him little secrets about the government. Like, look, I'm gonna leak the story unless you give me, you know, get some caddy. This might be the last season of
24. Well,
the last season for 24. You took out, man. You ain't checked that nigga yet.
What?
You ain't checked that nigga yet.
And I'm telling you when I'm done. Tell you. Ask me again.
Teddy.
Yeah. Yeah, see? Yeah.
Hit us up, 914.
Yeah.
338-1782.
782, bitches. Your mom in first.
Yeah, I think I'm at the C24 tomorrow.
You said I got a boo love, but you said I got a boo love?
Yeah.
Is that supposed to mean? Man? You're nasty bastard.
Yeah. Rat Sucio.
Hey, Tony,
whoa! These boys on this on 24, they got some firepower.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Good reporters don't have friends.
They have, what do you call it? Sources.
Scud. Scuddy.
Scuddy.
Scuddy. Scuddy. Scuttlebutt.
Yeah, your mom used to be my boo, but she got demoted.
Scooty Scat.
Scuddy Butt.
Scooty Booty.
Listen, y'all, Scat. Don't be shy, man. Call us up, man.
Scat Bat.
338-1782. You know what I mean? Like,
Poo Bug. Scuttle.
Shit. And if you want to take a shit, we got toilet paper for you to wipe your ass afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody you want. About anything you want. It doesn't matter, right?
About anything.
You, let us know what you need, okay? We provide that for you. For you, and just for you, okay?
Yeah, if you need some toilet paper, I can just send it to your email, and you can print it out and wipe your ass with printer paper.
After you finish. Whoever you choose to shit on.
Oh, man.
Nasty bastard.
Nasty, bad old bean pot face ass nigga.
Chinchilla face.
Chinchilla face. Officer Ricky.
Butt in the mouth ass. Fuck is wrong with you.
Fucking butt in the mouth.
Butt in the mouth. Flip this fish quick. Hope I don't fuck around myself.
Kind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cut.
It's looking real sexy, all right? It's puffed up a little bit, you know what I mean?
Cut.
Looking real seasoned.
Remix AC. Let's go. Put it out when you turn around, then I beat it up for you like that. This is what I'm all about, put it down, and I work it out instead of fighting. When I whip it out, and I dig it out, when you think about the way you die. When I look at blocks, and I'm in and out, when you dig me, you go for a while. I ain't got a lot, girl, I'm gonna drop my ball for your bitch and lash. You can make it hot, you turn spots on spots, and I sit through lash.
Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, since you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there, want you there, yeah.
You played that just now?
I thought you played it.
Huh?
I thought you played it.
I didn't play that just now.
Nah, yeah, I played that.
Alright, how did it come out so clear, though?
You gotta put it on 50%.
Oh, you on a computer?
Yeah, I was on the computer.
Okay, so you logged in.
I heard you. I'm on the phone. What'd you do?
You logged in, too.
Yeah, I just logged in. I didn't think I can do it. I tried it, but it actually worked.
All right, good. Very good.
I'm like, all right, that's what's up.
Now that is. Get out of there now. So I'm going to download. I was about to download some of my music, too.
Yeah, nigga.
I might do another show for later on. Like.
Okay. And you might as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Baby, it's not me. I like you just the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, big girl. Hey.
You were supposed to
Word. So, since you're there, play some smooth shit so you can talk over it, man. Fuck. Slapping your face.
I don't doubt. Well, hold on. What the fuck I got down here? Alright, nigga, you know I gotta put this on, man. And this is the whole joint at the end. They got the little. I'm gonna send this out to DB. DB, hold it down in the west side.
Huh?
Dog balls. Dodo bird. Dirt bag. Make anything? Yeah. Alright, well, he's on. No, because 6'4", well, he's already on the switchboard over there. I'm not gonna say his name, but you know. Nah, I'm talking to you.
He has a switchboard over there. I was just doing a second, but like,
right,
whatever, you know.
At 9:25, I have a meeting on
this. Mm-hmm.
I messed up on my laptop, so they done cut me off. I gotta get my
ass. Hello?
Yeah.
What, you stop it?
Yeah, enough of that. Enough of that foolishness, goddammit.
Oh, man. The good part is about to come up.
Go ahead.
Well, now he's doing the
City of Compton, yay!
city of Cali with a girl, shake that booty.
How much of that can you really hear? Like, you know what I mean?
Shake a mama, shake a baby, shake a mama, shake a baby.
Fuck.
Yo, all right, so you on the switchboard. I got to exit out of this because Mom Dukes needs to get on.
All right.
So.
No problem.
This four has full control.
Full control of your mom, full control of everything.
Yeah, no doubt. I hear that.
I hear that hot shit.
Yeah, hot shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I was a young bastard. I don't know. Well, yeah, I've been on the line. I've looked up all types of shit. I'm part of Booty Call. I'm thinking, oh, shit. Young virgin that's over here. Oh, shit. Booty Call. I mean, there's some bad bitches out there just trying to fuck. Wrong. Need a credit card to go further. Wrong. I joined that. That was a waste of time. It was online Booty Call. It's a damn shame.
Online
butt call. Bailey.
Butt call.
Butt.
Butt smut.
Fanny butt.
Jenny's got a gun.
Jenny's got a gun. You can run away. Run away for the shooting. You can run away. Run away for the shooting. All right, let's see. Before I get up out of here, let's see. We got a new friend. Who's our new friend?
DB, Dirty Bastard.
Oh, wow. Dominican Barbie, okay. Let's go, Dominican Barbie from Brooklyn, New York, 24.
Uh-huh.
Some nigga named Drugs, 26,
Drugs.
Rock Hill, South Carolina. Big Joe Nonstop from Staten Island, Brooklyn, born New York, 26.
Mm-hmm.
Some big bitch, Ms. Nelly Ma, Death Before. From the Oranges, Ill Town, Ghost Town, Chill Town, Brick City, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of other motherfuckers. Let's see what's going on over here. Okay. Hey, look what's in store for you at Impero. Tardy motherfucker. Fridays. Oh, yeah, okay, let's go, shorty. Have a fatty bottom.
I never change. This is Jay every day. I am a rock representer. Some of the winter. Dead or alive, 24/7, 365. We run streets like drunks run street lights. We collab with life as we speak. Giving money to eat, and next week is broke. And when you sleep, he's weak and put through. Road on the beat, but your soul. Not out of fear, but love. I never change, this is Jay every day. I never change, this is Jay every day. I'm still stuck on my ways, what you know about O. I never change, this is Jay every day. I never change. Never change. Never stay the same. Y'all faggot. I guess I'm chiseling it up. I guess I'm Dooley now. I don't know if I'm Dooley. I'm still on here, still on the blog talk. You know what I mean? Still doing it like I do it, how I do it when I do it. Fisher's Taste and Vainglorious. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, let's see, maybe we can get something else going here. Let's see if we can get these musics in. I'm still in the building. Boy 6'4 Dolly. You know how I does it when I do it. Nothing ever changes. Nothing ever changes. So let's see if we can get something going on here. Let's see what track this is. See if you want to listen to this. Hold on a second, y'all. Track. See what this is. See if you want to listen to it. If it's going to play, I guess that would be good if it played, right? I don't know. I can't call it. Okay. Well, let's see what this is. More nothing. More nothing. More nothing. Okay. See if this will play. /9:54 People. Man of the people. Okay. So basically what you're telling me is that nothing is going to play now? Is that what's happening? Nothing's going to play, huh? Anyway, 34 minutes remaining on the damn show. And don't you hate when a booger won't come out your nose? When it's like too like scummy, too like gooey to come out. You need the, some dry booger to connect to the gooiness to pull it out. I hate that. That sounds disgusting. No, no. It doesn't matter though. I do what I want. Call up, bitch about it. I'll fucking mute you. Fucking bang on you. Goddamn Bluetooth is deep into my ear. I mean, it's always something, huh? Today one thing, that's another fucking thing. It's another goddamn thing. Oh boy. This is what we call bullshit. So we'll stop that. And then we'll stop that right there. Put that there. We can stop this. And then we can reload. Because reloading is good. Okay, I see what was happening. So, now what we'll do is this. We'll let this rock first. And then after we let that rock, then we can take it where we need to take it, you know what I mean? Let's see if this loads up, because we want that to load up.
Messing me up my whole head, teasing me just like pizza did Martin. Now look at what you starting. Schoolboy crushing it, ain't on the hush, the whole world see it, but you can't. My peoples, they complain, sit and rave and rant.
Come on.
Your name is out my mouth like an ancient chant. Got me like a dog as I pause and pant.
Speaking of which, got a leash and a wish just to rock you, miss. Make a militant move, peep my strategy.
What?
End of the day, you're not mad at me. Not dealing with nobody, now that's what you told me.
What?
I said, hey, yo, it's cool, we can just be friendly. Cause yo, picture me messing it up. Her mind not corrupt with the LC cups.
Huh?
Shit. I'm on my J.O.
Come on.
Bullshit and hoping that the day goes slow.
What?
Got me like a friend, what confuses me though? It's kisses when we breathe, tell me what's the deal, yo. Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, moved in, you confused things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way. Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, moved in, you confused things.
Come on.
Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Making things for me towards you harder. Killing me just when I think we there. You doubt the whole vibe and the close in the air. Telling me about next man, but next man ain't the nigga with the plans. Who got your heart in mind? It's about time that you just unwind.
Come on.
And let it just happen, make it front free. Just sweat me like money penny. Digging you, getting inside of your seat.
What?
It's the quest cat keeping you company.
Hi.
Forever or however you want it.
Word, word. Now wait a minute, ma, before you dead it to the curb.
Yeah.
Try to make your questions, which is good, not the herd. But it ain't me, and I ain't blurred. I'ma still just chill with you. Maybe things could change if you change your view.
Come on.
If not, then I guess it is cool.
Yeah.
Just keep to yourself and abide by the rules, right?
Check it out now. 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 Work it out now.
my cheek moving, you confused things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way. Now sing it, sing it. Now you cut my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek moving, you confused things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Now talk it out, talk it.
Now you cut my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek moving, you confused things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Now talk it out.
Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move it, you confused thing. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Mic check, I can get smooth to any groove, relax the tongue, let my mic take a cruise around the planet, packing men like Janet Jackson, she's asking if I can slam it.
Yo, Rat Man, what the fuck, man, get the fuck off that punk smooth shit, man, get with that rough shit, man, you know how we do.
Mic check, I walk around the streets with the black tech now by the waistline, picking out hype shit. I never claimed to be the best type of rapper, but have to show the motherfuckers what I'm after. I'm after the gold, then after that the platinum. Beef after that, Hurricane T-Pack the Gatson. Chigga bang bang, yo brush the slang with my name. It's the Red Man on the funk thing. Psych your motherfucking right, tonight. To do what I wanna do, to do it like dynamite. The one perfected, when the funk been ejected. I roughen up the rough draft to like make your head split. Huh, past the 40 and the blunt, don't front on the block, cause when you do front, brother, you get the start. I'm not an addict, more like Puff the Magic. The pass it when I'm through, cause my crew got to have it. I don't claim to be a big rap star, cause no matter who you are, you still catch a bullet star. So listen up and take heed to what I'm saying, cause tonight's the night, and me and my niggas ain't playing. You wanna see me get cool, please, save it for the breeze, cause the lyrics and tracks make me funky like cottage cheese. Fuck the smooth shit, I get down with the boom bip like Q-tip, I kick more styles than Bruce Shoes kick. But tonight, what I write tonight, it's type for funk with the flavor like Mike tonight.
Oh yeah, I love it when a song stops in the middle of the song. That's the best. That's the best. Especially when I'm boring your mom and then I gotta get up off the bed to go change the track. Well, that's actually not true. I'm embellishing a little bit. I'm never really going to bed with your mom. Usually she's on the fucking floor and I'm smacking her butt. You know what I mean? But let's see what's going on with this right here, though. Maybe you can get something to rock. Okay, that's a good thing. Now let's see if we can go back to where we were. Let's see if we can stop from the top. From the top, I said. So now we search. Looking for our track here. And I'm pretty sure it's here. Interesting, because I don't see it. And I think that's some bullshit. But you know, I guess it is what it is, right? 23 minutes remaining on this bitch. Matter of fact, here we go. Let's see Let's let this rock real quick. Let it rock.
Yeah, it's for the people. This is street radio for unsung hero. Riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do. We do it for the people and the struggle of the brothers and the folks. The lovers of the dope. Experiment to discover hope. Scuffle for notes. The rougher I wrote, times was harder. Went from rock starter to the voice of a martyr. Why white folk focus on dogs and yoga? My people on the low end trying to ball and get over. Lyrics are like liquor for the fallen soldier. From the bounce to the house. It's all our culture. Every day we hustling, trying to get them customers. Law, we ain't trusting them. Thick draws, we lusting them. Sick and tired of punching it. I look on the bus at them. When I see them struggling, I think I'm touching them. The people. Unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. The people said that I was sharp on TV at the Grammys. Though they tried to India, I read me. Got backstage and I bumped into Stevie. He said, no matter what, the people gon' see me. Can't leave rap alone, the streets need me. Hunger in their eyes is what seemed to feed me. Inside peace mixed with beef seemed to breathe me. Nobody believed, till I believe me. Doing business with my guys, business realized, music affected lives, a gift from the skies to be recognized. I'm keeping my eyes on the people, that's the prize. For unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. From Inglewood to a single hood in Botswana. I see the eye and weave, my nigga, yours is my drama. Standing in front of the judge with no honor. My raps ignite the people like Obama. The karma of the streets is needs and takes. Sometimes we find beats and breaks. With the bang in the back so the seats can shake. Rebel Cadillac music for the people's sake.
Oh, yeah. That was Common for the People. You know what I'm saying? Common for the People, man. We here, we for the people. Got Ill-E in the building now. Calling in, 20 minutes remaining. Ill-E, you in the building. Holla.
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing, man. You heard that shit.
One of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah, I had to put it on there just for you. It's right on the top, too, so you don't got to sip through his bullshit to find it. You know?
It's what?
It's right on the top. So whenever you're hosting the show, it's the first track. It's the first track. You know what I mean? On all of the files, the music files.
Okay.
So you don't have to go through all of his fucking nonsense. All of the Latin fever and all of that other dumb shit that he got. You know what I mean?
Fucking bullshit that he doesn't even. Oh, he plays that stuff. Thankfully, when I'm not on the show.
What?
I said he plays that stuff. Thankfully, when I'm not on the show.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So, let's see what else you got here. Yeah, it's pretty easy to download shit. It's crazy. It's real easy to download shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You just gotta use whatever's on the hard drive.
Or whatever's in iTunes.
What? Yep.
Okay.
Whatever's in iTunes, man.
It's actually fucking good.
Yeah, it's great.
Where's the troops?
Well, right now I'm the troops.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm up there playing fucking. I'm up there playing Madden, 2006.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm going through a season.
You're doing what?
I'm playing a season of Madden.
Okay.
This is my shit. I'm killing everybody with the Giants.
Killing everybody with the Giants?
Yep.
I think I'm fucking stupid shit. Alright, Good, good.
Come on, first down, bitches. Ah. Got something for you, motherfucker.
First down, niggas. Let's see how much more fucking time we got left over. All right, we got this number. 111111111. What is that? Yo, whoever this is, you're on the air.
That's crazy. What is that? A bill collector?
I don't know, but it's 111. 111 1111. Whoever it is, you're on the air. Going once. Going twice.
111 1111.
You got yourself banged on. Fuck is wrong with you? You know what it says? It's fucking AB radio. You're out of here. You're out of here. All right, this is a little something for those, you know, who want to reminisce.
Turn lights on, we down. What? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah. 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 Yo. J-A-Y. I flow sick. Fuck all y'all haters. Slow dick. I spit the game. Throw bricks. Money. Cash. Hoes. Money. Cash. Sex, murder, and mayhem, romance for the street. Only wife of mine, it's a life of crime. It says, life's a bitch, and many skirts and big chests. How can I not flirt with death? That's life's a nigga, long as life is dinner. We gon' send a lot and pray to Christ to give us. Fuck it, ice the rest to raise the price on these niggas. Y'all can't floss on my level. I'll invite you all to get with us if you ball and split up. When I go on the Hall of Players wall, my picture. If you get close enough, you can read the scripture. Read money, cash, hoes. I hear what's that, nigga. What? Money, cash, hoes. 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 Fuck the law, keep killing. More money, more cash, more chillin'. I know they gon' criticize the hook.
hook on his song. Like I give a fuck, I'm just a crook on the song. Bedside, Brooklyn, took on the world. Shit, I let a life you can write a book on. Sex, murder, and mayhem, romance for the streets, man. And I tell you, you'll be the best seller. Yeah, money, cash, hoes, money, cash, hoes. Money, cash, hoes, money, cash, hoes. Money, cash, hoes, money, cash, hoes. Money, cash, hoes.
Rhyme all night, thug for life. Nice with the trap shit, let them go. I bet they know what'll happen. We'll be classic, acting like we owe them something. Then we showed them something, talking greasy. I think they found them down the road. It's old. Fucking with a madman in a bad mood. It's like fucking with a mad dog that wants bad food. And the only thing that's stopping them is you. The only thing that he'll be dropping is you. Profit is you. Drop the clue. And the response from the street, this is one dog that loves all these. But just back to just cause I love my niggas, I share blood, all my niggas, let a nigga holler, where my nigga?
Oh. All right, that's enough of that. Listen, this fucking caller called back again, I don't know who this is, but let me see real quick.
Put them on.
Well, I gotta wait for this piece of shit page to load up again.
I hate when it does that shit, man.
Yeah, 12 minutes remaining, you motherfuckers. Alright, 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. You're on the air. Hello, caller.
Nothing.
Going once, going twice.
You just got yourself banged on.
You just got yourself banged on, goddammit. Take it here real quick. Y'all niggas are banged on.
You ruined the same dude you gave nothing. I made something doing what I do through and through. And I give you the news with a twist of just his ghetto point of view. The renegade, you've been afraid. I penetrate pop culture, bring them a lot closer to the block where they pop toasters and they live with their moms. Got drop roasters from botch robberies. Niggas crotched over. Mommy's knocked up because she wasn't watched over. Knocked down by some clown when child support knocked. No, he's not around. Now, how that sound till you jot it down? I bring it through the ghetto without riding around, hiding down, ducking strays from frustrated youth stuck in their ways. Just read a magazine that fucked up my day. How you rate music that thugs with nothing relate to it? I help them see they way through it, not you. Can't step in my pants, can't walk in my shoes. Bet everything you're worth, you lose your tie and your shirt.
If I'm in a position to talk to these kids and they listen, I ain't no politician, but I kick it with them a minute. Cause see, they call me a menace. And if the shoe fits, I wear it. But if it don't, then y'all will swallow the truth, grin and bear it. Now who's the king of these rude, ludicrous, lucrative lyrics? Who could inherit the title? Put the youth in hysterics, using his music to steer it, sharing his views and his merits. But there's a huge interference. They're saying you should inherit. Maybe it's hatred I spew. Maybe it's food for the spirit. Maybe it's beautiful music I made for you to just cherish. But I'm debated, disputed, hated, and viewed in America as a motherfucking drug addict. Like you didn't experiment. Nah, that's when you start to stare at who's in the mirror and see yourself as a kid again. And you get embarrassed. And I got nothing to do but make you look stupid as parents. You fucking do good. It's too bad you couldn't do good at marriage. And do you have any clue what I had to do to get here? I don't think you do. So stay tuned and keep your ears glued to the stereo. Cause here we go. He's jiggin' to a chicken. Chicken, I'm the sinister, Mr. Gift, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything. Renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind.
given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything. I had to hustle, my back to the wall, ashy knuckles, pockets filled with a lot of lint, not a cent, got a vent, lot of innocent lives lost on the project bench, what you hollering, gotta pay rent, bring dollars in, buy the bodega, iron under my coat, feeling brave, a do-rag wrapping my waves, a pocket full of hope, do not step in me, I'm awkward, I box lefty, an orphan, my pops left me an orphan, my mama wasn't home, could not stress to me, I wasn't grown, especially on nights I brought something home to quiet the stomach rumblings, my demeanor, 30 years my senior, my childhood didn't mean much, only raising green up, raising my fingers to critics, raising my head to the sky, big, I did it, most time before I die, no lie, just know I chose my own fate, I drove by the fork in the road and went straight.
Hey, I'm a poet to some, a regular modern day Shakespeare, Jesus Christ, the king of these latter day saints here, to shatter the picture in which of that is they paint me as a monger of hate, Satan, a scatterbrained atheist, but that ain't the case, see, it's a matter of taste, we as the people decide if Shady's as bad as they say he is, or is he the latter, a gateway to escape, near the escape goat, they can be mad at the day, see, it's as easy as cake, simple as whistling Dixie, while I'm waving the pistol at 60 Christians against me, go to war with the Mormons, take a bath with the Catholics in holy water, no wonder they try to hold me under longer, I'm a motherfucking spiteful, delightful, eyeful, the new Ice Cube, motherfuckers hate to like you, what did I do, huh? I'm just a kid from the gutter, making his butter off these bloodsuckers, cause I'm a motherfucking renegade, never been afraid to say what's on my mind, any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade, never been afraid to talk about anything, renegade,
never been afraid to say what's on my mind, any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade,
never been afraid to holler about anything.
You know, it's funny how it just goes off. Just get tired of hearing it. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, 6 minutes left. I'm fucked. Gotta increase the listenership. So I'm gonna take it down to 9% real quick for this one. Let her talk over. That's 9% right there?
I love all you.
Huh? That's the lowest of your own? That's the lowest?
I love girls, girls, girls.
Yeah, that's 9%. I think it's going to be lower than that.
Put your number on this paper because I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come off talk. Yeah. I got this Spanish chica. She don't like me to roam. So she calls me cabrón plus mighty gone. Says she likes to cook right, so she likes me home. I'm like, un momento, mommy, slow up your tempo. I got this black chick. She don't know how to act. Always talking out her neck, making a finger snap. She like, listen, jigger, man. I don't care if you rap. You better R-E-S-P-E-C-T me. I got this French chick that loves the French kiss. She thinks she's Mo Derek. Wear her hair in a twist. My Shetty Amour. To
A-Bell.
Mercy, you finally fuck what you giving me hell.
Hell.
I got this Indian squad the day that I met her. Asked her what tribe she with. Red dot of feather. She said all you need to know is I'm not a hoe. And to get with me, you better be cheap, lots of dough. Now that Spanish chick, French chick, Indian and black. That's fried chicken, curry chicken, damn, I'm getting fat. A roast capollo, French fries and crepe. An appetite for destruction, but I scrape the plate. I love
girls, 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 girls.
You'll put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come on tour.
I love girls, girls.
Scoop you in that coupe, sitting on 2-0s. Fix your hair in the mirror, let's roll.
Come on.
I got this young chick, she's so immature. She like, why you don't buy me Reeboks no more? Like to show out in public, throw tantrums on the floor. Gotta toss a couple dollars just to shut up a holler. Got a project chick that plays a part. And if it goes down, y'all, that's my heart. Baby girl, so feral, she been with me from the start. Hit my drugs from the north, hit my guns by the park. I got this model chick that don't cook or clean. But she dressed her ass off and her walk is mean. Only thing wrong with mine, she's always on the scene. God damn, she's fine, but she parties all the time. I get frequent fire mileage from my stewardess chick. She look right in that tight blue dress, she thick. She gives me extra.
That means I fly rough early, plus I know Chavo. That means I'm new school, pop pills and stay in beat. But I never have a problem with my first class seat. I love girls, 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 I do adore. Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come on. Oh, I love girls,
girls, girls, girls, girls.
Let's roll.
I got this paranoid chick, she's scared to come to the house. A hypochondriac with an algae boy whipping out.
Enough of that.
Oh boy, enough of that. Enough of that.
Some of these jerks are classics, man.
What?
So some of those jerks are classics.
Hey, what?
Some of them are classics.
Play the classic?
No, I said a lot of those are classics that you're playing.
Yeah, they are. They are. I'll tell you, let's see. I know there's one here. It's one here. Hold on a second. Okay. Where's this shit at? Two minutes remaining. God damn it. Ninety seconds left, goddammit.
I beat the San Diego Chargers 21-0.
One moment, please. Andy, may I help you?
Yeah, let me speak to Brett Weir.
Who's calling?
Is he in?
Yeah, who's calling?
Look, Jerky, I don't need to talk to you.
You don't need to talk to me?
Get Brett Weir, I said.
Hold on. He's upstairs repairing something. You want me to call you back?
Well, this is a super across the way.
Yeah?
And he was supposed to take care of some business for me, and I'm very angry at that little jerk. All right, now I'm going to break his fucking head.
Oh, what do you want me to do? Get in touch with you where?
He knows what the fuck I'm talking about. And don't have me come down here for you either, tough guy. You tell him to see me.
Super across the street?
You got it, punk.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Hello, hilarious. 11 seconds remaining. God damn it. Listen here. You bastards. See you tomorrow. Call up the radio, go to blogtalkradio.com, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. You can go to myspace.com/GYASI7. You can do all that shit. All right? Come see us. That's it. A lot of shit here. That's it.
Yeah, I'm out of here. All right. Yeah. Four still in the building, holding it down. You know how I do it. Sun up to sun down. But whatever. Yeah, so we're still, you know, putting the music on here and all of that. All of that shit takes time. Wish you guys hung on with me for so long. So, you know, we might as well just stay here and finish it up, right? What do you think? Let's see what we can do here.